up our voices, oh God, as one man, unified in the faith on one accord, Lord. We come to tell you that we think you're a great and mighty God. We know that you're an awesome God. We know that in this place, God, you can have your way. Nothing's too hard for you. Nothing's too big for you, God. I thank you, Lord, that you're not withholding anything today because we walk upright before you, God. We give you praise and honor and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, we enter your house, your courts, oh God, your gates with thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah, God. We do more than sing a praise song, but we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for coming here, oh God, to live and die among us, oh God. We would be rich, that we would be healed, that we would be delivered, that we'd be able to come into your presence, God. What a privilege and an honor, oh God. Hallelujah. Anybody believe it's a privilege and an honor? Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. We need your presence. We need your glory. Hallelujah to your holy, holy, holy name, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anything you need is going to be in your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, push the devil back. Hallelujah. We push you back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We confuse every one of your plans this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, you're mighty.
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 Lord, lift up your voice and say, Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Lord, you're mighty.
Faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Something about that name. Jesus. 'cause your love for me goes on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. Your love for me goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I love you, Lord. Come on, just take a moment and lift your hands, speak. Keep your hands, your hearts. Thank you for this special moment, God. I feel your presence, Lord. I feel your presence. Your presence is where we long to be. I feel you. For this moment, Father. Thank you. You're such a good, good Father. Thank you for bringing us places we've never been before, Lord. Take us, Holy Spirit. Escort us. We yield ourselves, our minds, our bodies, okay? Yes, Lord, we yield to you. Hallelujah. Come on, you can lift your voice. We yield to you, Father. We yield to this moment. We say, have your way. We receive all our gifts. We yield to your presence. We yield to your way. We lift up holy hands, God. We yield. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Have your way, God. Come on, don't let it wane. Stay pressed in. There's so much more. Oh, we yield to your presence, God. Oh, I yield to your presence, Lord. Sing it from your heart this morning.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
You and only you, oh Lord.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
My hallelujah.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Every time I say hallelujah, it's yours.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
So good, you're so good.
You deserve it. deserve it all. You deserve it all. There's nobody like you, God. You deserve it, you deserve it. To praise you, we live. To worship you, we live. To praise you, we live. And I don't know. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this place. Have your way, oh Father. Right now, today. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, have your way. We receive it right now. Right now, today, Lord. Today, today, today. 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 We receive today, today, today. Today, today, today is our day in you, God. Today, 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 right now, oh God. We receive you right now, Lord.
Today, 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 today,
you deserve it. Come on, one more time.
You.
Yes, he does deserve it. Father, you're so worthy. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to God. Talk to him. Father, you're so worthy in this place. Thank you for your presence in this place. You deserve all the glory, God. All the honor. You deserve it all, God. You deserve it all. We worship you. We magnify you. We lift you up, God. God is all about you. We worship you in this place. We worship your Father. We magnify you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for protecting us, God. Thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for giving us long suffering. Thank you for giving us your love so we can love you back, God. You're so worthy, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, God. You deserve it all, God. You deserve it, Father. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for what you're going to do in this place this morning. Father, thank you that you have preordained for us to walk in heavenly places. Father, teach us how to walk in those heavenly places. Show us how to walk in those heavenly places, Father. Thank you, Jesus, so much for dying on the cross, shedding your blood, giving us a chance that we can participate in heavenly activities. Thank you, God. Jesus, if it wasn't for your blood, we wouldn't be able to do this. Holy Spirit, we respect you in this place. Not only do we respect you, we acknowledge you. We know you're here. Holy Spirit, we refuse to ignore you this morning. We reverence you in this place. You are the very Spirit of God. So we honor you. Whatever direction you want to go in, Holy Spirit, however you want to do it, whenever you want to do it, Holy Spirit, we're ready for you. Lead us into the supernatural. Lead us to places we've never been before. We thank you for your presence in this place. Father, I thank you for every family that is represented in this particular building, those that are here and those that are watching by internet. Father, it's amazing, God. You're so amazing that we have all these families, all these people here, and you can speak an individual word to each one of us this morning, God. God, you're so awesome. So we're open to hear what you're going to say this morning, open to see what you're going to do, and open to receive what you're going to pour out. We thank you for all that you're going to do this morning, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn around and love on somebody. You may be seated. Anybody here with us for the first time? Let me see your hand. Anybody here with us for the first time this morning? Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you being here. I didn't make sure I ain't miss anybody. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for being here. Good to see you. Glad to have you here. Members, you saw the hands. Love on them. Love on them. I got a gentleman over here. I got a young man right here. I got some ladies over here. Amen. Amen. I have a few things I want to remind you about this week. We got our training, Ever-Increasing Word Training Center, our graduation this Thursday, May 4th at 7 p.m. It'll be the 25th year, a 25th graduating class. Amen.
Amen. Great, keep talking. We're going to stay standing.
Yes, sir. I have Kayla E. Williams, daughter of Fayla Cos Williams. We will be wed in holy matrimony to Justin A. Sandoff on Saturday, May 13th. We want to congratulate them. Amen. Give them a hand. Amen. And finally, one of apostles, if you allow me to say, one of the original members that he came and found here, went home to be with the Lord, Miss Marie Jenkins. Her funeral services will be here at World Life Christian Center on Saturday, May 6th at 11 a.m., and the viewing will be from 9 to 11.
I had, it's unusual, I had three inner circle disciples, but they were women. Audrey Price, Marie Jenkins, and Marion Mitchell. Audrey's still with me today. Those ladies was with me 40-something years. I tell you, boy, there was three strong women. Now, we had a little girl with us named Gwen. She was with us, too. She's a woman now. But I'm real proud of Marie, and I'll miss her. She was a friend. A funeral Saturday, yeah. So I had three disciples, three women. Look like I'm women coming back again. The Lord Jesus had 12 men with him. That's one of the reasons I have 12 MBBs. One woman got upset about it. I said, well, I can't do better than Jesus. I'm trying to follow the line. You know, I know there's some strong women. I have a lot of intercessors praying for us. This morning will be different. There's an element. I ask you to come Wednesdays. I ask you to be in prayer on Saturday. You see, those who was in prayer on Saturday has an advantage over you. You see, the Spirit of God is working mightily right now. And what he's doing is preparing the body of Christ to be above what's coming. Okay? And you're going to have to mature. Yeah. Yes, you're going to have to turn your baller loose. Right. You got to turn regular loose. Right. And you have to understand God has no extension you can reach. Right. He's on and on and on and on. And when you give it value, your volume increase. Yeah, right. The volume of being in God's will increase. It's a volume. And if you don't want to keep drinking, if you don't keep eating, you'll be left behind. You'll be okay, but who won't be okay? And so apostolically and prophetically and pastorally, this church is in to grow on a more firmer foundation of understanding. See, I feel it now. I feel y'all. Y'all want regular service. I feel it right now. Some of y'all done shut down already. Get rid of the little gibbish. Jump. Get rid of that. Come on now. Come on. Power is what you need. You see what I'm saying? So you got to get over the regular. Revelation crucifies regular. And then after that, you can rise in another dimension. But as long as we stay in the regular and routine and ritual, then we're subject to be taken. Deception never stops. It always increases. You follow what I'm saying? And so I need y'all to pull with me this morning. I really don't care who not here. I just need y'all to pull with me this morning because the Lord has spoken to me and he has shown me some things that we need to see. Okay? We need to see. And there will be a special visitation in this house today. I already know it. Now, flowing is important. What I say?
Flowing.
Yeah, there's certain levels we're going to get to. You're going to have to transition. Transition. I'm going to teach you transitional flowing in the spirit, how you transition from one dimension to another one. But you're going to have to pay attention. But there's a transitional factor that is in the spirit that the church will have to learn. Now, you understand now, I'm training you as a people God put under me, but God using us. I think we've got 9 form of connection that people connecting with us all over the world, thousands of people. And so apostolically, the Lord is training the church at large. This just happened to be headquarters. You just happen to be a part of it, all right? So you can do this. Tell the person next to you, you can do this. Yeah, you can make the changes. I'm almost through. You can make the changes that need to be made. You can make the changes. You can allow the Holy Spirit to make the changes in you you need to make. To be a better disciple, a better student, a better son or daughter of God, and take care of the Father's business better. See, it's all about taking care of the Father's business. But there's certain things we have to know, all right? I'm doing all I can to hear from God. I'm spending time, I'm praying for you. Sometimes I see some of y'all faces. I pray along that area. But the Lord really not only wants to speak to us this morning, but he wants to manifest some things among us this morning. There are some of us in this room, we have needs. We need to hear from him. We need him to touch us. And he will, all right? So just join in. I was back in the minister's lounge. Beautiful lounge back there. See, I've never been there, but beautiful. And then I hope you enjoy the fire and the water. Don't just come here like it's a regular church. Look at the chandeliers and the fire and the water. And that beautiful foyer you come up in here through, right? And you women go to that beautiful restroom and all that stuff. All that's got something to do with it. Enjoy. Don't just take a regular look at this fire burn. No, that's the Holy Ghost. And you know, you can have God can bless you. You have something, you just take for granted. Just drive on in. No. Every church is not driving up to what you're driving up to. Very few churches you're gonna find fire burning on the outside before you come in to represent the Holy Ghost. So let's do this. And then you can't see it. Let me tell you something else. A gift has to be unwrapped by you. The gift will not unwrap itself. You set a gift down to unwrap yourself. It won't unwrap. Then after the gift is open, you need to appreciate it. And great things can happen. All right? Y'all got expectation? Huh?
Yes,
before they sing, turn to Psalm 62. Yes, put Psalm 62:1 on the screen. Psalm 62:1. Because when I want you to get involved, we're going to be blessed today beyond measurement. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Now I told you about the scope of salvation. You got to get beyond our Baptist training about salvation. We just say it. Go to the next verse. Next verse. Go to the second verse. He on is my rock. Go ahead, read it. Go to the next verse. Now, I must be in the wrong psalm. My expectation is from God. We read that? Huh? Verse 5. Go to verse 5. That's the verse I want to get to. My soul. Go ahead.
The situation, I believe, no matter what the circumstances, I believe, yes, I believe, I stand on your word. Stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Even when
My faith is weary. I believe, Lord, I believe. For I know that you will answer. I believe, yes, I believe. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. To your will. To your way.
Your way.
I will trust and obey. To stand on your word.
I stand on your promise. I stand on your word. I stand on your promise.
My soul says yes. My soul says yes. I stand on your word.
I stand on your promise.
My soul says yes. No matter what the circumstance, my soul says yes to your will, Lord. Oh, no matter what the situation, my soul says yes. My soul, Lord, I stand on your word. I stand on your promise. Stand on your word. I stand on your promise. My soul says yes. Oh Lord, my soul. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. My soul says yes.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. I'm never disconnected. In his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Say, fall in love, yeah.
Seeing his love.
the best thing I've ever done. Falling in love with you, Jesus.
Touch it. Touch it. I want you to sing something else very fast. I don't know what it is. Think about it, man. I want something hot. Yeah, just do a little something. Go ahead. I got a certain place I have to be. Just take your time, get it. Go on. Just sing a song. We're going places this morning we've never been before.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. We are free. No more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Are there any free people in the house this morning? Say no more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. We are free. Yeah. Lift your hands and sing to the Father. Say no more shackles, no more.
Almost got there. I just don't have no more time.